B-Pod Studios.
Elgar.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Elgar and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? All right?
Yeah.
For
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. With the new skin. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pullback right now.
Yeah.
There's a competition in the AFC for you folks. Circumcised big toes. Did you watch this last night, Murray?
I did. I ended up watching it this morning.
So that's Antonio Brown with his foot injury. It's revealed in the Hard Knocks second episode last night. Or, you know, we've known about it. I say reveal.
Yeah, there were some questions as to whether or not they were actually going to cover this thing. I'm glad that they did.
So they covered it. They for sure covered it. And, you'll hear him describe it here in his own words in a second. But I just think of it in terms of the field. And what is there to challenge the Patriots? And you look across the landscape of the conference and you say, okay, maybe them. There's a chance they do. There's a whole field of teams that, you know, we don't know who it is, but someone always emerges and it's going to be someone. And who do you look at right now? And you look across the conference and then you look across the league and you look at what's, I don't know, the conditions on these teams. And you say, oh my God, it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Feels that way, don't it?
The Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders, a team you could conceivably say is on the come, right? They had a couple big pieces. Antonio Brown, the receiver from the Chargers, right? Didn't they add him?
I forget.
So maybe they
did. I don't worry. You know why I don't know? Because I don't worry about them. Because I think Gruden was away for the game too long. He's in over his head. Derek Carr has been broken since that injury that derailed their season a few years ago. The defense is suspect. I don't worry about them at all. I look at that team and say 5 wins, maybe 6.
See, I would look at the Raiders and say that's a team that could be coming out of the pack. I mean, it's not like I would bet the mortgage on it. You just say there's like this, you know, because you never know who's going to be there at the end. Did you think Jacksonville was going to be there at the end 2 years ago?
No.
No. There's always someone that comes out. And so you say there's a grouping. You would like to think there's a grouping of 5 or 6 teams where if things go right, easy schedule, that they could emerge. And the Raiders are one of those teams for me.
Okay. The Colts snuck up on people last year.
Tyrell Williams is the player I was thinking of. So they add a couple pieces. They've been drafting high because of the Mac trade. The John Gruden, who at one time knew what he was doing, is in his second year. Derek Carr at one point was a Pro Bowler. They're going into Vegas. They're building on something. They're coming on. And so maybe the Raiders, they catch lightning in a bottle, is a team that could emerge to give you a hard time. Maybe.
Yeah.
Just put them on a list of maybe. Except their best player and their major offseason acquisition is such a hot dumpster fire, you don't know where to begin. So he'll tell you here when we play the cut, but he does these chirotherapies?
Cryotherapy. It's where you essentially almost freeze yourself to death like Han Solo.
It's what Ted Williams did, but he's doing it while he's still alive.
It's what I want the wood to do when I'm on my last legs.
Yeah.
I'll say this again for the record, so this is record this. Because you hear this often when people say this, they say the following. When I'm on life support, honey, just do what's right and unplug it and do what's best for the family and don't let me or you suffer. Put an end to it. And I'm here to tell you, now this is me speaking, would do just the opposite. You are not allowed to pull the plug. I've actually put this in writing. I'm just the opposite. Keep that sucker plugged in.
I have a friend like this. Very selfish behavior.
I don't care if all you get from me is the faintest of heartbeats.
Just some drool and a grunt.
So all I'm saying, people out there, if one day the wood unplugs me and says he would have wanted this, you know for a fact I would not have wanted this.
Okay.
I don't.
Duly noted.
It's noted because they say it all the time. He would have wanted me to do it, right?
Yeah. I think most people will be on her side, though.
Just the opposite, but I'm telling you, I don't want it.
How's that read in the will? Like, I would like to remain a burden.
I did. You know, like, I think we did. We put it in writing. Yeah. You're not allowed to unplug.
What if somebody else were to get in there and unplug you?
Right. Just happened.
Are there legal ramifications of this?
Yeah, it's called murder.
Happened to trip.
Murder.
Never mind.
Murder. So, anyway, I don't know why I got off on that.
The cryotherapy.
Cryotherapy. Yeah. Freeze me, Wood. Okay? You're allowed to hang me upside down, chop my head off and hang me upside down and freeze me. That's what's happened to Ted Williams.
Yeah, Ted Williams. Okay? Just the head. That's all.
But apparently there's like treatments like this you can do for
recovery,
like,
more than anything
like
else,
from
what I understand.
So he did it in France. And now he has to circumcise his foot. Or give me the explanation.
I literally was on a vacation in Paris. I was training, and I was trying cold therapy to recover my body. And I got out, and I felt my foot burning. So I was like, man, I feel a hot sensation. So the next, 24 hours, it swelled up. Got really big. I couldn't really walk. I put pressure. The doctor came over, drained a little out, scalpel the next day, freaking scissors the next day, and just kind of let it leak all out. So as everything leaked all out, I was able to put a lot of pressure. Thankfully, my trainer was working me out in the midst of my freaking, I can't be on my feet, so I'm crawling within workouts, just, getting other stuff better and as everything get better. So now it's just a new skin. I'm trying to, get my feet used to feeling it, but I feel like I just got a big patch of just open whoopee cushion,
Oh my God, this is the competition. So this is the best player on the competition. And I'm sorry, the Raiders were somewhere deep on the radar of a team that could do something. Could.
But Antonio Brown is legit. I mean, you can say he's, and be right by arguing he's top three, maybe the best wide receiver in the league.
Okay, right.
What a dummy, though.
Right, and he's on planet Zippy. And he's out of his mind, freezing himself, causing frostbite on his feet, and, to the point where they're now circumcised.
You think when you make your money and you're living with your body and you have to rely on your body being a top optimization to get that money, you'd want to, research these kind of things before you jump into the cryotherapy chamber? What an idiot.
So that's the Raiders, who had a chance to be one of those teams to emerge. Maybe they still do, but they're a hot mess because their best player is an absolute lunatic. I haven't even gotten to the helmet thing yet. Then you have, would you put the Colts on that on the list of teams who maybe sort of might have had something going and could have been one of those teams that emerged at the end of the year to be a team to give you a hard time? New coach who might have a clue, a quarterback who had gone back on the rails and put his career back on track as one of the elite guys in the league, a young improving roster. The Colts made a move last year, conceivably could be the team to make the move this year. Just put them on the list of teams that could emerge. Now, it turns out, their quarterback out for the preseason and has some mysterious leg, calf, ankle injury that the GM said high ankle-ish. He called it high ankle-ish, and now Andrew Luck is back on the shelf, and you don't know if he's going to be healthy or not.
Yeah.
So there's another team off the list.
And this one kind of bums me out because I found them, they were a year ahead last year, snuck up on people. Like you said, they have a young, talented roster, best offensive line in the game. I kind of like Andrew Luck, and I'd like to see him eventually, make a deep playoff run once the Brady goes away. I just like him. I thought it was a good story last year because I liked the league, and I think this would suck if he's out. This thing sounds pretty ominous. No one's really seen him throw. Just at camp, at any practices. He's not playing in the preseason. It sounds like the Kevin Durant injury is what they're worried about.
I just can't help adding it to my thing over the last couple of years, how the league just gets worse by the day. It's like crumbling.
You don't even have to play the games.
You don't. It's all you have to do is breathe and show up and punch the clock and do it right. And not even have to be spectacular. Just don't screw up and let everyone else implode and fall apart. And this is, I'm sorry, I'm sort of putting it all together, that the Raiders and Antonio Brown and
Andrew Luck and his ankle thing,
the
whatever.
Colts and Andrew Luck, and I think I've said this before, I'll say it again, I guarantee this, so you'll mark it down, something calamitous is going to happen in Kansas City. I mean, if it hasn't already, they've been teetering on it as it is. They had to lose the running back because he's such an a-hole. They were that close to losing the best wide receiver they have because he's such an a-hole. But you watch, something's going to happen in Kansas City. I can feel it. I know it's coming. An injury to Patrick Mahomes is too easy, but it's definitely on the table the way it goes for the Patriots. Never mind. How about if just Patrick Mahomes just sucks? Or, what if he has a sophomore slump, just comes back to earth and isn't the same guy?
Yeah, that's on the table. They seem to be, way into their defense because they've made the changes, and they bring in a new defensive coordinator. But would you be shocked if they were 30th in the league again? I wouldn't, or dead last in the league.
I mean, just go across the conference or the league. It's like even if you all go in different conferences, Green Bay, the other great generational quarterback in the league right now has a new coach and is starting over from scratch. The other team in the conference who you would think would have a sniff is missing their best player because he's holding out in Dallas. How about in Houston? That's a team that you think could give you a hard time. It just turns out their best defensive player is holding out and is now apparently on the trade block. Just go down the list.
And their offensive line sucks, so Deshaun Watson's going to take a beating again. And the other one you have failed to mention, at least in the AFC, is the Cleveland Browns, who are the preseason sexy
pick. Okay, but nothing's happened yet there, has it?
No, but you know how that's going to be. Every time that there is one of these teams getting hype before the season, it turns into a disaster. They have a lot of talent there and a first-year head coach in Freddie Kitchens and a lot of guys that have big egos like Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield, who I love, but is kind of an a-hole. And that thing, I wouldn't be shocked if they end up 6-10, 7-9.
Okay, but let's see if it crumbles. That's a prediction like in Kansas City. I can't tell you. I don't feel the same thing about Cleveland as I do Kansas City. Something's going to happen in Kansas City that's going to knock them down. That I know. Cleveland, I don't know. And we'll see if that happens. But, I mean, again, Antonio Brown to the Raiders and what they're building there, whether you believed it or not, they were had a shot. And this Antonio Brown between the feet and the helmet.
The helmet thing is crazy.
So, I mean, just reading, I know you've probably heard these and read these by now, but it's just Mike Silver there of the NFL Network, what he reported over the weekend with the helmet. The pushback began in May when the receiver was informed by the Raiders that the NFL had officially eliminated the one-year grace period for certain helmet models, including the one worn by Brown. This meant that Brown and 31 other players, including Brady and Aaron Rodgers, would have to switch to approved helmets. On a conference call with reporters earlier this spring, Jeff Miller, the NFL's executive vice president of health and safety initiatives, said that any team found to have known about a player wearing a banned helmet or to have facilitated the use of one would be subject to league discipline. So each team's equipment manager had been instructed to remove all banned helmets. So this was the job of the team, because if the team let the player even just go through a walkthrough or an OTA with an unapproved helmet, they could be on the hook for a lawsuit or something like this. So the Raiders equipment manager had been instructed to remove all banned helmets. All of this was conveyed to Brown at the team's training facility a few days before the start of Phase 3 OTAs, the first time players are allowed to wear helmets during on-field workouts. When he showed up for the first OTA, however, Brown requested his old helmet. After being told he'd have to wear an approved model, witnesses say, the wide receiver loudly voiced his displeasure, complaining quarterbacks such as Brady and Rodgers were not being subjected to the same scrutiny. Wrong. Shortly thereafter, Brown stormed out of the facility in protest. Later that day, Raiders officials found video footage of Rodgers during the Packers OTA session wearing a new approved model helmet and texted it to Brown. So they said, Antonio,
see,
no.
See, you stupid baby, they switched too.
Everyone has to switch. Text some pictures of Brady now with a new, you know, Mr. Magoo helmet. They do. They've had to switch. So the following day, Brown showed up in Alameda and acted like nothing had happened, accepting the new helmet from an equipment manager without protest and completing the workout. However, sometime in the next couple of weeks, Brown once again tried to take the field with his old helmet, which he had since repainted with colors approximating, but not completely mimicking, the Raiders' silver and black design.
So is it like gray and, gray and a little bit of black?
He took a spray can paint or crayons or something. And
it's basically a playground helmet. Yeah. It's some kid who took his helmet that he got from Toys R Us and got dad's paint and tried to turn it into an Oakland Raiders helmet.
This is the competition. This was going to be, had the chance to be, a competitor to you in the AFC. The Colts were a team that had a chance to be a competitor to you in the AFC. And they all fall apart by the wayside. We're still in this cycle where no one can seem to get their act together. And it's just, I'm lumping them together. Antonio Brown, Andrew Luck, the whole thing.
The whole league's stupid.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, and it keeps perpetuating itself. It does. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on all of this after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Friend Antonio Brown. That's good, man. I wish he was here.
Well, I'm concerned. We're missing time here. And I've always said time spent, value received. You know, you got to spend time at this, you know. So we're concerned. We're optimistic, but we're concerned.
He's going to be fine. I'm not going to get into all the medical because we're not supposed to this time of year. But at the end of the day, he's like a thoroughbred, and he's going to be fine. And I'm hoping he'll be back next week full speed.
That's Gruden and Mayock on Antonio Brown. I mean, again, AFC competition, they land the best receiver in football for a quarterback who has had success in the league with an offensive-minded coach who has won a Super Bowl in this league, and you put it all together and you say, oh, okay, maybe there's something building there. Except that receiver is a stone-cold lunatic. And that is your competition in the AFC. And the whole Cairo Chamber thing. I want to learn more about that. Mike in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'll shed some light on that for you. There's a place here called Cryomax. I tried it for my feet specifically. So this isn't Ted Williams or Walt Disney. It's not an end-of-life thing at all. It's supposed to be a cold therapy. I guess they use like liquid nitrogen. It's more of a gas that you feel around you.
I'm more interested in the Walt Disney thing, frankly. Is he frozen somewhere?
Why.
I thought he was. Well, that's like Disney on ice. No, he's not actually.
I never put those two together, but yeah. I think he might be one of those guys.
Let's see.
I just told Jimmy Stewart came in here and said, you can't be serious about the, not unplugging you thing. I'm dead serious. And I want it on record.
So here's my question.
It known publicly. So if the Wood ever says he would have wanted me, he wouldn't want us to suffer. Tell her, no, I want you to suffer. So that Jimmy came in and said, well, what if it meant it sent your family to financial ruin? I said, well then they're going to have to go into financial ruin.
Maybe they can get a job.
Sell the beautiful house you have.
Sell the house. Whatever it takes to keep me plugged in.
96, food tube, life support, keep you plugged in.
That's what I'm telling you.
So with Walt Disney, no clear evidence to back up the claim he is frozen and buried in any kind of undisclosed location.
Okay. If they toss your head in the cryo freezer and then medical technology, where are they going to get the body to stick you back onto?
Well, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Okay.
Just so
maybe pony up and throw the whole body in there, I guess is my point.
Just so I've got my consciousness and I'm me, I can deal with a different body. So I think the Cairo chambers are more cost effective than being plugged in, I think. Well, I mean, if you want to find a more affordable solution, Wood, that's fine. Just you're not allowed to unplug me or unfreeze me, whatever. You can shop around for a good deal. That's no problem. But nope. If you ever heard her say he would have wanted it this way, it's exactly the opposite. But this Antonio Brown, like his feet are his livelihood and his legs are his livelihood. And he's going to...
Yeah, you'd think you'd maybe want to research that a little bit more before you step into the cryo chamber.
In Paris!
Yeah.
can we go, how about going a place that, that you trust? Because apparently you can do damage with that thing.
Yeah, did you go to Paris because it was, a couple of grand cheaper than it would be in somewhere in Oakland?
Or
I
just
don't know,
a place you didn't know or they don't know what they're doing? Like, again, that's the competition in the AFC. Pete in Roslindale. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. I just think that what the Colts have done to Andrew Luck is an absolute travesty. The fact that this kid hasn't even sniffed a Super Bowl since he's been in the league is absurd. I mean, there is no repercussions for these owners putting poor quality on the field. They need to start relegating teams like they do in European soccer.
I do feel Andrew Luck is a wasted talent. Because when he came into the league, and maybe I'm wrong about him, maybe I overrated him, but I thought he was of that caliber of the, Peyton Manning.
He was a real deal. Like he was initially. But who was that moron GM that was there at the time? He never drafted correctly.
Yeah. Oh my God, why am I blanking on his name?
The guy who ultimately ended up drafting Trent Richardson. He should have built an offensive line. And that's what they've now done years later with Chris Ballard, the new GM. And, they might have the best offensive line in football, but it might be too late because he's taken such a beating.
He's the guy that narked on you with the Deflategate.
Yes.
What's his
name? Ryan Grigson.
Grigson, thank you. Very good. So I do feel like the Grigson era totally...
It helped destroy Andrew Luck. It really did.
I feel since then, as much as we like to still rag on the Colts...
No, they've righted the ship.
It feels like they've slowly but surely, they've built him an offensive line. They've drafted better. They hired an offensive-minded, quarterback-centric kind of coach. And So it sort of felt to me like the Colts slowly but surely were, you know, Andrew Luck had sort of reset himself as a franchise quarterback in the league, and the arrow was pointed back up, and they were slowly but surely doing the right things and felt like the coach was the right guy for the right team. And so that easily could have been a team that, you know, again, you don't know who's going to emerge, but someone might, and they could have been one of those teams.
But it might be too late for him because of the beating he took early in his career. It was the shoulder, and now this ankle thing. Again, no one's seen him throw. No one has seen him practice. And then you have the GM, or I think it might have been Ballard, or maybe that was the owner. It was on SiriusXM, the NFL, the other day, saying, like, yeah, no, it might be a bone or ankle thing. Like, they think it sounds like it could be like the Kevin Durant injury, and it could pop at any minute.
Started as a calf that everyone thought was the Durant thing. Then the owner, you'll hear the sound here coming up, Murray, where it says it's a bone thing, and then the GM comes out trying to clean up for the owner and says it's high ankle-ish.
It just sounds so what? Ominous at the very least.
So again, you scratch another team off the list. Barry in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. So I'm a Dolphins fan, and it's obvious the pass. They're probably going to sweep the floor with everyone else this year. I don't see any team that could challenge them. The Cleveland Browns are already coming off the rails. One of the receivers already got suspended for 4 games for marijuana use. So I don't see them being a threat. They'll probably fall apart soon. I don't know who could take them on. I see articles hyping up Adam Gase from the Jets. Maybe? I don't know.
So, I mean, maybe. I mean,
I think the Jets might win 8, maybe 9 games. I think they'll be better, but still, they'll be the Jets. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be any kind of a threat, legitimate threat.
The Browns, the Browns, I need to see something calamitous happen. It's probably just around the corner. Who got suspended?
I don't know. I can't speak to that. It wasn't anyone like Landry or Beckham.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, until that time, I mean, I'm sorry. The talent on that team is very real.
They're loaded. They're loaded on paper.
On both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, but, okay, so that might, I mean, if you just want to play it out, just accept this statement so I can make the next one. Second most talented team in the conference next to you.
Yeah.
Say the Browns are between, don't they have a rookie corner that was through the roof last year?
Yeah. Okay, Antonio Callaway is the suspended Brown. Wide receiver Antonio Callaway.
Okay, was he the third guy? I don't even know.
Yeah. But Denzel Ward was nasty last year.
Okay, so they have talent on both sides. Rookie coach, who's never been a coordinator, never mind a head coach.
No, like, he only got the gig because Baker Mayfield likes him.
For those of us interested in competition, like, can you give me one team that has decent talent and a head coach that knows what it's doing and not a dysfunctional and or injury riddled star player? Like, can anyone do that? Can anyone put that together?
No. So, everywhere throughout the league outside of the New England Patriots, someone's lacking something. You know, so even with Andy Reid, who might be a great quarterback whisperer, and he's done great work throughout the years, and he's certainly done it with Patrick Mahomes, but crunch time, you need to count on that guy to, you know, call timeouts correctly. That kind of thing. And defensively, I don't think that they've made all that much improvements. Like, they're still going to be a mess on that side of the ball. So Kansas City,
but just wait. They're going to have a suspension.
Something's going to happen.
Season-ending injury. Something's going to happen there. That I feel in my bones. Something's going to happen there. Because it always does. It always seems to. We continue with your NFL thoughts at 617-779-0985 after Hook's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. I know everyone's had their questions about Andrew and that sort of thing, but I really feel, you know, very confident that he's going to, you know, find his way through this thing. I think, you know, after Durant thing and everything, everyone's there on the side of caution. But quite frankly, this is not even in the Achilles tendon. It's, in another area. It's a bone. You know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, something else. It's a small little bone.
Yeah, there's the competition. That's what I'm talking about. There's the mastermind of the competition.
Colts owner and doctor, Jim Irsay.
Dr. Feelgood there.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
I don't know. How's it going?
Hey, you fired up?
Seriously, did you hear the end part of that?
I don't know what you call the condition, but I got the cure.
You know, in another area, it's a bone. You know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, something else. It's a small little bone. You know,
something else.
It's a small little bone.
Seriously. This is the competition.
Wow.
Can there be a single team out there? Give me one team. Give me one team, please. Just one. That doesn't have a bozo, you know, derelict owner. That doesn't have a banana land, insane superstar player. A head coach that knows what it's doing and a roster that's just going in the right direction. Give me one of those.
No, someone's missing some piece everywhere throughout the league.
And the AFC particularly. But, or you just hate, you know, there's teams that have, you know, a lot of things going in the right direction. Houston, their best defensive player is holding out and is about to get traded. Dallas is an upcoming, their best player is holding out and isn't reporting to camp. The Green Bay Packers have the best, second best, third best quarterback in the league, have for the last decade. They have a new coach who Aaron Rodgers would rather take a leak on than, or would rather, I don't know, what's that expression?
If he wouldn't pee on him if he was on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and is learning a whole new playbook, a whole new offense with, you know, Skippy Magoo, this like 19-year-old head coach.
Matt LaFleur.
Oh, God. You know, it's like one after the other. Like, can I just get one functional team that's going in the right direction with stable, steady, sane leadership and superstar players? Or talented players? I don't mean superstars.
And I've liked what the Colts were doing here. Again, felt like they were a year ahead. And then you have this. Can I hear that again, Jimmy? That's a great clip.
Ursa's,
you know, Mo.
This is Ursa.
Something else. It's a small little bone.
Andrew's got the Mo or something.
You can do the whole thing. He's on. This is serious.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey, you fired up?
Yeah. Sirius XM on Monday explaining Andrew Luck's leg condition.
I know everyone's had their questions about Andrew and that sort of thing, but I really feel, you know, very confident that he's going to, you know, find his way through this thing. I think, you know, after Durant thing and everything, everyone's there on the side of caution. But quite frankly, this is not even in the Achilles tendon. It's, you know, in another area. It's a bone. You know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, Mo something else. It's a small little bone.
Don't even say it.
It's like the Mo or the Larry. The
Mo. You know, Mo something else. It's a small little bone.
Seriously,
Larry or the Curly.
I'm just curious. Because then Chris Ballard, the GM, had to go on his he had to clean up.
Right. He hears this. It's like, oh, Jesus.
And he said, I heard this sound earlier on Beetle and Zoe. We don't have to play it. But the GM then comes out and said it's high ankle-ish. Like, not even, like, but, you know, every time we talk injuries, we have...
You know, Mo...
So I'm serious. I'm actually serious about this. Because every time we take this, we talk injuries, you want to tell me about your injury, your similar injury in Saugus in the Hockey League, or you're a physical therapist or whatever. So when Ursay there, when Dr. Feelgood is talking about the Mo thing on the front of the leg, what could he be possibly referring to? And assume that he's maybe got a word wrong or a letter wrong.
You
or,
know, Mo.
I don't know.
What's he talking? I'm not asking you. I'm asking actual professionals or people. Okay. Because every time you talk injuries, you get this deluge of, you know, input that you're not asking for. This time I'm actually asking for it. What's he referring to by the Mo thing?
Here's what I can tell you. I went to IndyStar.com and their headline is Colts quarterback Andrew Luck dealing with an injury related to, quote, a small little bone. So apparently they haven't figured out what it is.
Well, let's just dig a little deeper. He's giving you a clue.
I googled it, and the fifth item down is a hip issue.
It's a Mo thing. Nope, the hip's not connected
leg
to the...
slash hip issue.
Mo thing?
I wrote into Google, Mo leg issue, and I came up with leg hip.
Okay, so, I mean, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? But this was a guy that could have given you trouble. It's a team that could have done something, as opposed to being just another layover, you know... another bozo team, but now their most instrumental player and one of the best quarterbacks in the league has got a Mo thing.
You know, Mo, something else. It's a small little bone.
I think he's completely wrong because he specifically mentions another player had the same problem. Ryan Dean. Ryan Dean missed four games with a high ankle sprain, ankle and knee injuries. No bones. No bones involved. No Mo bones. No bones. No nothing.
Hey, you fired up.
Oh, my God.
There's the tibia, the talus, the fibula.
Okay, so again...
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
You people love talking about your injuries or if you're...
Hey, you fired up?
Therapist out there?
Bone.
You love educating us. So what the hell is he referring to by the mo bone?
You know, mo something else. It's a small little bone.
Meanwhile, Antonio Brown is told he can't wear his helmet. So he grabs his old Steelers helmet, spray paints it silver and black, or crayons it silver and black. This really happened. Goes out to practice. He's told by the team, who probably took one look at it and said,
what the hell are you doing, stupid?
So back to Silver's tweets, he was told the old helmet was not allowed, and once again, he acquiesced and wore the new model. Before Brown arrived at training camp last month, coaches and teammates believed the issue had been resolved. But Brown tried yet again to sneak the old helmet onto the practice field, ultimately being told by team officials to remove it. He's been freaking out about it, said one Raiders player. He hasn't been here for a while, and no one knows where he's at. And again, this was Silver tweets over the weekend, so he has since been located. All of this has created an aura of mystery and uncertainty surrounding the receiver, whose highly productive tenure with the Steelers ended after a stretch of turmoil and dissatisfaction that dated back to last December, when Brown was benched for the season finale. Since joining the Raiders, Brown has been frustrated by new bosses, he has frustrated his new bosses by showing up late to numerous meetings and by often appearing unfocused in them.
This is, to me, the worst part.
Brown, according to witnesses, typically glances at the screens of several tablets and his smartphone during meetings, distracting himself by engaging activities which include perusing his bank accounts and liking photos on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's got multiple screens and his phone?
Yeah, so two iPads and his phone.
What is he, he's like a Wall Street trader? He's got like four screens up? He's got multiple tablets and his phone.
Two screens for the bank account so he can see how his myriad businesses are doing. And two screens for liking giant asses on Instagram. See, rather than learning the new playbook and learning to get acclimated with his brand new team and a coach who'd been away from the game for 10 years up until the last year, rather than learning, because I would think you need to learn with a new team and you want to be a good new teammate on the Oakland Raiders. No, you have to look at your bank accounts, plural. Oh, how about that? A few more dollars just went in. And, oh, look at this giant ass. Like, he's an a-hole, a complete a-hole.
During team meetings. Again, this is the competition. I promise, to your phones right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
On the next Hard Knocks, the fallout from Antonio Brown's helmet dispute.
This just in, an arbiter ruling today to deny Antonio Brown's grievance against the NFL regarding the usage of a helmet that is no longer deemed safe by the NFL. AB had this to say on Twitter. While I disagree with the arbiter's decision, I'm working on getting back to full health and looking forward to rejoining my teammates on the field.
And his return to practice.
The soap opera that is the NFL. Literally soap opera. And not that we don't have our soap opera elements here. We do.
Yeah, Palace Q.
But
why'd they bench Butler?
At least we live in a palace. At least there's a palace. At least we rule. You know, it's a turmoil amongst the king's court.
At least, you know, the team will ignore the noise. I mean, that's one of the been one of their better attributes, especially in recent years. Like,
right.
Nobody compartmentalizes like the Patriots.
So they clearly have their dramas, but they're high-end dramas. They're dramas in the palace. You have the palace, and you've proven, without a doubt, that you can play through them. I mean, good Lord. The cheating scandals, the murders investigate, like, contract stuff, a palace queue, like, they've gone through all of it. And it doesn't dent them. You know, the Steelers could not survive Antonio Brown. They couldn't. He was too much of a distraction. They just couldn't deal with it. And Le'Veon Bell, they couldn't deal with it. It brought that team down. Can the Raiders possibly survive it?
Yeah, right. No, absolutely not.
So we continue with your thoughts, as promised. Back to your calls. Here's Colin in Haverhill. Hi, Colin.
Hi. I think the Steelers can be the most dangerous team to the Patriots just because all the drama is out of there. They have a talented quarterback, a good head coach, and then a great defense.
Okay,
that's my thought.
I think all three of those things were widely overrated. I think Roethlisberger's come down in recent years. I think Mike Tomlin's mostly a moron, and their defense has like two good players in T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward. Their secondary stinks. If that team wins 10 games, I think that's a good season for them.
So I'd like to dismiss them, too. They did beat you last year. They did beat you. So, but look, I think something calamitous is going to happen there, too, and I believe in everything you just said. I think Roethlisberger is playing out the string, the fat load. Who's not the guy that he once was. I think the coach has always been overrated and is perpetually and perennially outmatched by you. He can't figure you out. And is that defense really?
No, I don't think that defense is that great.
Then again, they did beat you. So, like, I just have to give them that.
Yeah,
like, you can't,
no, that's fair.
You just can't say, Pittsburgh, hop, they suck, them, blah, blah, blah. They beat you. So at least I can say that for him. And if you get a game in Pittsburgh, if somehow they end up with a better record than you, maybe.
No, you'll get a good competitive game. I do believe that, especially there.
And you know, they should have beaten you the last two times, frankly. I mean, the Jesse James game.
Right.
That's when they had their full team. But I think largely the conference is made up of clowns and dysfunctional soap operas. Joe in Pawtucket, what do you got?
Hey, guys, real quick. I just wanted to say yesterday, I used to listen to the big show on the other station, and then I switched over to you guys, and it was just, you know, night and day. I mean, I thank you for the past 10 years.
Thanks, Joe. That's nice.
Just really incredible stuff. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, you know, I think the Pats obviously are clearing away the favorites in the AFC this year. I can't imagine anyone challenging them. Maybe the Browns, maybe the Ravens. I honestly can't imagine anybody taking down the Pats this year. What do you guys think?
I feel a way about the comp. I mean, look at those two teams, the Ravens. You'd say that's more of a legit defense.
Definitely.
That's a coach that has had success against you.
In the past.
Yep. Certainly in the past, but has had success against you. Isn't afraid of you. Yep. You know, sort of, you'd give John Harbaugh.
He's not shocked by the aura of having to maybe come in here and win a big one. He's done it before.
More of a chance than some other bozo.
Definitely.
Okay. Have you seen that quarterback try and throw the football?
I am not the biggest Lamar Jackson guy. No, he's in there. And I've been reading, too, they're going to try to take away his running this year.
So then what he's going to do?
Yeah, so you want to have Lamar Jackson stay in the pocket?
Oh, no, let's have him sit in the pocket and pick you apart with his precision passing.
Good luck with that.
So, there's something wrong with, really wrong with everybody. And there's someone wrong with that. Who is the other team that he mentioned?
Cleveland.
Okay, Freddie Kittens is their coach. And the talent I believe in. I mean, that, especially on offense, that is, and I think Mayfield is, I buy the hype on him and all that. And I think there's a real chance there. But, you know, the coaching is so hugely important in this league. What do they have with Freddie Kittens?
Who knows?
Who really knows? So there's two teams that the Ravens seem to have a lot of everything except a quarterback. The Browns seem to have everything but a coach, but those are just two of the most important things.
I mean, the obvious answer is Kansas City. If they're to play the way that they've played, well, against you in recent years, and especially last year, and if Patrick Mahomes is still going to be at an MVP level. But you seem to think that there's going to be some sort of calamitous thing that happens to this team this year. And
yep.
I kind of agree with you.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to be shocked if
it's coming.
There was some big injury either to Mahomes, defensive side of the ball, maybe Tyreek Hill. That would be deserved, you know?
It happens to everyone around the Patriots. Some sort of calamity, injury, suspension, dysfunction.
Sophomore slump from a home, something like that.
I could, you know, easily see that happening. Smitty and Woburn. Go ahead, Smitty.
Mark, the only chance Kansas City has is if their coach doesn't call a timeout when he finds the crab rangoons on his takeout menu. But how many teams in each conference actually would have a chance of beating the Patriots, either in the AFC Championship game or in the Super Bowl? I'll take my answer off here. Thanks, guys.
So, to me, it's like I always say field, because I think that's sort of been the case where – 2 years ago, no one would have had Jacksonville there, and they were a legit team that gave you a good go. And last year, the Chargers turned out to be the team with a better record, but then they turned into a pumpkin. Was Kansas City a preseason favorite? Or did everyone say rookie quarterback? They're a couple of years off.
I don't think they were a preseason favorite. I think that they were.
They weren't.
Yeah. I mean, they were talked about as, hey, keep an eye on that team type of thing.
So all I'm looking at here is teams across the conference who might be that team that we're not expecting. The Raiders could have been that team. The Colts could have been that team. The Titans might be that team.
I think Mariota sucks, though.
Okay, so do I. I think you can't win at a high level with that quarterback.
So the team you mentioned from the AFC Championship a few years ago, Jacksonville's, can that defense get back to where it was a couple of years ago? They have Nick Foles now as a quarterback. If you get good Nick Foles, that could be a 10-win team.
Okay, wait to see what happens down there, what Ramsey does down there. If he holds out, like, whoever you think might be, you sort of piece together this path for them and say maybe sort of something happens or something's going to happen. I asked for an explanation of the Mo thing. I knew it was coming. Monty in the car, he's a physician with an explanation on the Mo thing. What is Ursay talking about, Monty?
Hey, gentlemen. I believe that the ailment that he's talking about on Andrew Luck is it's the molocrapus ligament where the shin meets the foot. It's prevalent in Amish goobers, and it lingers like a dingleberry.
Very good. I knew that was happening. Very the molocrapus, yes.
Dr. Monty.
There's actually an answer, by the way.
Okay, is there?
And I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but I'll do my best. Myositis ossificans, and what it is. So M.
Something ossific?
Literally, the abbreviation is M-O, Mo. That's where it comes from. It's a condition where bone tissue forms inside muscle or soft tissue after an injury. So basically, he's got like little mini bones growing in his muscles. Or so, you know, that my assessment horrible. Of this is.
So we mock Ursay. So we mock him, but there's actually people fumbling around saying, well, they don't even know what's going on. He gave it to you. There it is.
Mo.
He actually knew what he was talking about.
Mo bone.
You know,
thing.
Mo something else. It's a small little bone.
We're mocking him like he's high on oxy or something, but he actually just gave it to you.
So essentially what this is.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
It often occurs in large muscles of the arms or legs.
Legs.
So the muscle.
Yeah, you fired up.
I am, Ursay. You gave us the answer.
The muscle turning to bone. That's awesome.
Yeah. So are there really like reporters in India still fumbling around with this? Why don't you just do what we did?
Mention it and have 17 people send you Facebook messages and on Twitter.
Don't just laugh at Ursay. Actually take what he said and say, what could he possibly be talking about, and ask a bunch of doctors.
That's ossification. Of course Jim Ursay knows what that is.
Ossification. I'm sorry, so give it to me again.
Myositis ossificans. Ossificans.
Yeah, when something turns to bone, ossification. Or when you're ossified because you've had too many pills.
So there it is. He gave you the answer.
Bone tissue forms inside a muscle or other soft tissue.
I know how to fix this, man.
Quite frankly, this is not even in the Achilles tendon. It's, you know, in another area. It's a bone. You know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, Mo something else. It's a small little bone.
M period O period Mo.
He nailed it. He nailed it, and now we know what's wrong with Luck.
I have to go to Moe's. I'm going to get the adobo chicken with the guacamole.
Back to your phones.
Hey, you fired up?
No commercials, just a quick update from Hook, and then we're right back with you.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.